Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking with people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Genaro Cuevas, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, sir. And, okay, before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
Okay. All right, sir. And, in which state do you currently live? Would that be Texas or other?
Texas.
Okay. All right, sir. And, in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron County.
Cameron, okay, thank you. All right, so are all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all, you know, almost all the calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on the regular home phone, or all or almost all the calls on a regular home phone?
All on the cell phone.
Cell phone. All right, so are you in anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, so just for qualification purpose, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, can you tell me in what year were you born?
1967.
57?
67.
67, okay. Thank you. Okay, so and what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaskan Native?
I am a human from the planet Earth.
Yes, sir, but we do the surveys, on races like that. When we're done with the mail service.
It's all government propaganda to create separation.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, and what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
12,
that'd be some high school graduate, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and thinking about things normally, next, do you approve or disapprove the job, the Biden-Harris administration is doing? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. All right, so if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I have no idea. Haven't been keeping up with the candidates.
Would that be, right now it's just Republican or Democrat?
Well, I don't know. I need to see what they're about, what side. I mean, doesn't matter Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter if they're for the people or not for the people.
All right, sir. Now I'd like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of that person. If so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone that you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one, okay? The first one will be Donald Trump.
Yeah, favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, Alejandro Mayorkas.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that's AOC, right? Yes, AOC. That's the woman AOC.
Alejandro Mayorkas is the guy.
Sorry, no.
Okay, I have Mayra Flores.
Never heard of her.
Vicente Gonzalez.
Don't know.
And Kamala Harris.
Oh, the retard? Yeah, I know about
that.
Would
that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable? Or
very
somewhat
unfavorable.
Favorable? Okay, it's very
unfavorable.
All right, sir. Moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which vote, which candidate to vote for? Would that be voter security, taxes, jobs in the economy, healthcare, inflation and the cost of living, fentanyl and drug addiction, crime and public safety, climate change, education, national security and foreign affairs, or abortion?
All of the above.
Well, if you had to pick one to be one of the,
sir, you cannot just pick one. You can't just pick one issue. It's all of the issues.
Okay. So, all right, sir, and thinking ahead of the, to the November election, first on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means, you're not all interested, and 10 means that you're extremely interested. How interested are you in November's election for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I'm very interested.
So be 10 or 9, what number would you give?
10.
10. All right. All right, sir, and if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
My favorite, Donald Trump.
Okay. All right, sir, and next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
All right, so in the election for U.S. Congress will be held today, for whom would you vote between Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Mayra Flores, Republican?
I don't know.
If you had to lean towards, would you lean towards the Democrat or the Republican, first would be Flores, or lean towards Gonzalez?
Earlier, Mayra.
Mayra Flores. Okay, Mayra Flores, right? Lean towards Mayra Flores. All right, sir. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that, you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez doing a campaign, okay? After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. While families, struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, or no, makes no difference to you one way or the other?
Extremely unlikely to vote for him.
much less likely, okay? All right, sir. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of the radical group that supports sex change, drugs for children. Much more, someone less, much less, or makes no difference?
Much less. He should be taken out. Behind the shed and shot like Roll Yeller.
Okay. All right, sir, despite the crisis, at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies. Would that make you more or less likely or no difference to vote for him?
Less likely.
Okay. Would that be much or just somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands of campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for trillions of dollars in government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. Would that make you more or less favorable, or makes no difference to you?
Less favorable.
Much less likely, or just somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, and the last one say, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. More likely or less likely, or makes no difference?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey. I only have a couple more minutes to go, and we should be done. I really thank you for your time, okay? And now that you have heard some more information if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Mayra Flores, the Republican?
Mayra Flores.
Okay. All right, sir. And then just now I just have a few questions for statistical purpose only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
No. Something else.
Something else. And, okay, if you're something else, would you lean towards Democrats or Republicans?
Right now, Republican.
Okay, so we lean towards Republicans, all right? All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, don't. Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, and how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would that be low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Extreme low income.
Low income, okay. And are you currently employed, a student, a stay-home parent, retired, or unemployed, you know, and looking for work?
Disabled.
Okay, so be, okay, disabled, okay. All right, sir, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote on the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.